You're listening to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
You can support us on Patreon and join our Discord server at patreon.com/WTFolklore.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to What the Folklore, Making Sense of Senseless Tales. I'm your storyteller, Carmen.
I'm the crime weaver, Tyler.
And I'm Gordy, the curator of gaseous anomalies. Thank you once again, Justin Crandall.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
It is about time that we gave him a name of his own, since he has given me so many names over the what feels like years, because time has no meaning anymore.
And we all agree on what the name should be.
We all agree that we don't agree on what the name is.
We're going to count down 3 to 1, and then we're all going to say it at the same time because we're in perfect agreement. Everybody right. Ready?
Sure.
Gordy?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Destiny's Child.
Inconceivably.
Did you even finish?
No.
Okay, what? We might have to separate that out.
I guess, yeah. It didn't seem synchronized.
It didn't seem, unless somebody's pronouncing it very bad.
Yeah. Carmen, you wanna give yours?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, mine is just inconceivably crandestined.
Mine was Crandestiny's Child.
It's a solid one. I just said cram-believable.
So three...
Like that groovy tune.
Three kinda puns. for you to choose from, sir.
Just to the left of pun.
That's a good subtitle for our show.
Just to the left of pun.
No, three kind of puns.
Yeah. So, Justin, you know how to contact us.
Why are we giving Justin so much special treatment?
He's given us so many names.
Is that the only reason?
He has done a lot of heavy lifting for me personally in the name department. Because, again, I do not want to do this for myself.
Thank you, Justin, for an almost weekly basis of one less joke that Gordy needs to make.
you are truly the corgi beneath Gordy's throne.
Look, like the 10 seconds it would take me to come up with something every week adds up.
You are the hammock trail through Gordy's necessary trips in the apartment. You carry him through this.
Those are deep cuts.
Yep. Well, part of the reason why Justin's getting this special treatment is because he is the sponsor of this week's episode.
How do you become a sponsor?
You go to patreon.com/WTFolklore, I believe, is our handle.
Yep.
Or just search us on Patreon, because that's what I do.
Go to the Patreon. There's a link in the down there part, down below the player part.
Yeah. And for $1, you can come look at all of our pets and talk to us about various topics.
You need to specify that it is digitally.
We're not going to...
You can come to our gallery of live pets.
We're not running a zoo. Although, that is a reward tier for later. Putting a pin in that, we will open a zoo.
Alphabet zoo.
Yeah, that'd be
just
pretty
one
good.
Of each.
On Folklore Island.
What do you want, quacks? It's right there. Just the one. No others.
It's so sad.
But for, I think, $5 or more, you get to sponsor an episode. And for $10 or more, you get secret episodes.
Bonus material.
Yeah, every month.
Which includes one of us doing audio commentary for the entirety of Tale of Tales.
One of us?
One of the things.
Oh, all three of us.
Yeah, all three of us were there.
Yes.
I might have.
I was there. I know this.
You've seen it like 3 times now.
Yeah, I've seen it more times than I need to.
All right, so Justin also has an Arn Thompson type.
Correct. As an executive producer, you are also awarded an Arn Thompson type.
Awarded is a word. Most of these are not kind.
It's a phrase. Justin has received Arn Thompson type 500, guessing the helper's name. Because of the numerous all-star What Am Gordies.
Once again, cannot stress how much time this saves me.
# What Am Gordy.
Get him in there.
Also, that's the Rumpelstiltskin one.
500?
Yeah.
Oh.
Guessing the helper's name.
Yeah.
So that's a club banger of an Arn Thompson, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, people have heard of that story. That does kind of make Gordy the Rumpelstiltskin of this podcast.
Accurate.
Yeah, I was asleep for a very long time.
That's
That's the other one. Yeah. That's the other one that starts with R.
Yeah, that's Rip Van Winkle there. No, you're the one who stomps the floor so hard you rip yourself in half, which I've seen you come close to with some of these tales.
And makes funky deals and rules.
That's very true.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you are very rules-based.
Okay, I see it.
You should watch the Once Upon a Time series when you get over how lazy they were about ripping off Disney. You will enjoy the character Rumpelstiltskin on there. Today's tale might also make you stomp yourself in half, Gordy. We are going to India.
Can't wait. It's been a while.
We haven't done very
India.
Often. Yeah. We're using the book A Flowering Tree and Other Oral Tales, Other Oral Tales from India, specifically, by A.K. Ramanujan and edited by Stuart Blackburn and Alan Dundas. Published by University of California Press and available on their website.
Get in there, white folks. Representing everywhere.
This one was...
Stick your dick where it doesn't belong.
The story we're reading today is titled The Prince Who Married His Own Left Half.
Hmm.
And this is suggested to us by Anne Bean. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
You guys won't be thinking Anne. I think Anne.
That's why I kind of want to do it up front.
Yeah, like
I want to do it while there's still love left in my heart.
before Anne starts feeding me that Dumbledore juice.
Yeah, so we didn't do this part. We're gonna read this weird fairy tale and we're gonna break it down. We're gonna talk about it.
Yeah. Find its plot holes, make new ones, fill in the ones that we feel like we can, try and stitch it back up into a whole new thing.
We're going to give a modern reading to a weird fairy tale.
That sounds concise.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready?
Let's go.
The Prince Who Married His Own Left Half.
I have thoughts up top.
Okay.
Is this some kind of insurance fraud that he's trying to do?
What kind of insurance fraud would you get out of marrying?
I don't know. Like, is there a prenup situation?
Yourself?
Yeah. Like, do you get... is there a fraud you can do? You marry yourself and then maybe later divorce yourself?
First and foremost, we need to figure out the ends to this mean.
My understanding of divorce is that it is kind of a pricey process. So, like, the only one really benefiting is an attorney out of that. So if an attorney tricks you into marrying yourself, knowing that you cannot stand yourself and will divorce later...
Is the prince an attorney?
We have literally gotten past the title.
Is the prince going to marry his own left half and then represent himself?
In his divorce from himself.
Yeah, but then the money's still cycling.
Yeah, but this
from his
is
left
like
pocket to his right pocket.
But it's like, but there's like a write-off or something that happens in there. This is tax fraud.
Tax breaks. Yeah.
Fucking bite our ass, Bite Club. We are going so deep into this psychosis.
All right, can we get to the first sentence of the story
Let's
now?
Let's do it.
Because I think this might be a new record for you guys getting us off topic.
I will permit this story to begin.
The king had a son.
Now, hold on. Just the one?
Just the one.
With how many halves?
Two.
Great. Continue.
When the son came of age, the king wished for him to get married, but the young man did not want to get married and would listen to no one's advice, not even the elders.
Doesn't want to be tied down?
Right. Yeah. He likes to play it fast and loose. The father became rather desperate and threatened to hang himself if the prince didn't get married, which seems like an extreme response.
A unique tactic.
Yeah.
Usually they just do it.
Also, if the king hangs himself, prince becomes king.
Yeah, it's not, that's unless straight up.
Unless
that's,
the prince doesn't, like, if commitment to bride is really bad, maybe commitment to kingship is way worse.
Maybe.
Like that level
maybe,
of responsibility.
But yeah, on its face, it sounds like, son, if you don't do what I tell you, I'm going to make you king right now.
Yeah.
Are you ready to inherit immediately?
If you don't do as I say, you get an immediate promotion.
Everything the light touches.
Except, what is it, like the elephant's butthole that's way off on the horizon
or
something?
Yeah, don't touch the elephant's butthole.
That's a rule for kings.
That's a rule. That's a rule for everyone.
You learn it in Kinging 101. Don't touch the elephant's butthole.
I'm down for touching elephants generally. They seem like nice animals. Again, all animals stay away from the butthole.
What if the elephant asked you to?
I would probably not comply with that request.
What if the elephant held up a trunk full of dollar bills? And trunk, I meant like chest, like in its trunk.
I'm listening.
So two trunks.
I'm listening. Bills.
How quick is a butthole touch?
And the elephant just says, touch my butthole. Just in that cadence. It's not creepy. Well, maybe it's a little creepy.
I don't think there's any uncreepy way to say touch my butthole.
I need assurances from this elephant.
What do you need? I'll see what he can do.
How long? How deep?
As long as deep as you like, friend. Touch my butthole.
What if
you can do like a butthole graze and get a chunk full of dollar bills?
Just a graze, like an angel's kiss. Like so light and soft and fast that he might not even realize anything happened.
Like skipping a stone, but it's your fingers on an elephant's butthole.
Guys, we are so far from getting into this story that I'm going to have to corral you and shuffle you away from elephant buttholes and back into the narrative.
Yeah, I think we stumbled into Eat, Pray, Love, maybe.
Yeah, that's the plot for that book. So in response to the father's threats, the son says, fine. All right, here's the deal. Just like split my body in two and then bury my left half in flowers. And a woman's going to be born of that. And she's the only one I'll marry. No one else.
Will he still be half?
You know, let me get past this point.
My concern is that he would only be one half. Of a person.
So you get to see all the insides, all the inner clockworks.
He's a cross-section of a man.
Is he a clockwork prince?
Is he a robot?
Is he a TikTok?
There isn't a queen involved, so who knows? It's just a king and his son.
He's just a king and his wind-em-up.
The king is terrified that his son would die of being cut in half.
Mm-hmm. Good father.
Reasonable. And asks if there is perhaps another simpler way to solve this marriage puzzle. The prince says there is no other way. Other women are uncontrollable and it's hard to keep them in line.
Nice. Right? Women, right?
But other women are humans.
This one's just gonna be my like flowered meat half. But with boobs. That's all right.
Perky.
So the king finally agrees. I don't know how you would get him around on that one, other than the fact that royalty seems to have the attention span of a gnat. And
insane curiosity.
Yeah. Something has been presented to him that he hasn't seen before. So.
I have to know. My son may die, but I have to know.
I mean, I get it. Like, if somebody says, yeah, we're gonna do this, and, like, seems confident about it, I'm gonna check it out.
He did his due diligence of asking, like, are you sure?
I'll at least Google it after the fact and be like, what happened to that guy?
So, an expert leaves the prince into two halves.
Expert of what?
Apparently, body cleaving.
Prince cleaving?
Like, how do you get that on your resume?
How
was there a bounty on his head for killing princes?
And how do you get? Well, this guy's experience. Let's call him in.
How do you get that first nugget of experience? How do you get started in that career?
Bar fight.
Is there a residency for serial killers?
Because there's it'd be a fun movie, or a comic book, or something maybe. I don't know.
Good anime.
Yeah, call some anime people and get that going. But
a high school for serial killers.
You know how sometimes when you're trying to get a job, and if.
That's a good setup.
And for anybody, you're going after a job, and for all of you out there who might be looking for a job, this is genuinely good advice that is going to take a hard turn at some point. So just stop listening, at the right moment, and you'll be fine. Like you present to that job concrete samples of what you can do, right?
So far,
like if you're going for like a writing job, you look up the company and you like look at the things that they write and you write something that they might publish. Like you do a little bit of the job and you're like, here it is.
Here's me doing the job.
I can do it. It's like in your style and about your stuff and everything.
I need this many monies for me to keep doing it.
End of advice. for this prince killing job,
yeah,
do you slice someone down the middle and bring the halves in and say, look, I did it already, I can do it again?
Not someone, a prince.
A prince.
Yeah, because maybe princesses have the serial codes embedded under their tongues. And
princes are all clockwork.
Princes, yeah. I mean, there are ways...
They're built different.
There are ways to prove a prince.
Yeah, it's gears.
It's gears, apparently.
It's gears and oil.
All right, so they bury the left half in flowers, and in a few days, a lovely woman comes out of the flowers, and the right half of the prince has grown back.
Okay.
So they then celebrate a marriage of the prince to the woman made from himself. I would like to say that those flowers are probably narcissus.
Why?
That's the narcissist flower.
Because he's married.
To make a woman from yourself?
He's marrying himself, essentially.
That's like the story of Narcissus looking in the...
Is this a study of gender fluidity?
No, I don't believe it is.
Okay. If any of you out there are gender scientists, I want you to get on this.
This story?
India? I think there's some meat in there.
I mean, I think we can transform it into something with meat. I think the reasoning that he just gave for cutting himself in half and marrying the boobalicious babe that grows out of his other half is because other women are uncontrollable, so he feels like he can only marry himself.
Is that not gender science?
Do you guys happen to realize how often on this show we say things that sound like a scientist who has a mob outside his door?
What?
Dude. We can transform it into something with meat.
It sounds
and
like
here
a.
Here comes the mob.
A scientist on a timer.
Pitchforks and torches are out.
I don't know. I was thinking, is this some kind of representation of like the masculine and feminine parts
of a single person?
People, like implying that there are both sides of that spectrum.
I mean, that's definitely a concept and a very cool one. Again, I think the prince's
probably
character
not in this case.
And motives in this particular story do not support that hypothesis. In our fixing of the story, we can make
it
more
trying
of a direction.
To introduce something positive.
Well, good
to
luck.
What I feel is going to be a very negative experience going forward.
So the prince built a wonderful palace in a deserted place to put his wife in.
Not him.
No, just a turn.
Well,
keep him separate.
It is him.
Yeah.
It is him. Do they need to do things together?
Yeah.
Like,
consummate.
Yeah. Didn't he already do that when he was 13? why do it again?
He was paying it forward.
Yeah, this is just advanced levels. So he puts his wife in this deserted place, and he often visits her there. The king was also fond of his daughter-in-law, who's just his
basically son.
And would visit her occasionally to make sure everything was cool with her. She had what she needed to live comfortably in this deserted palace prison. So one day, a wizard comes to the place where the palace is.
Good.
He's wandering through that desert area.
As wizards are wont to do.
So, as of now, everything's cool, right? Everybody's happy, correct?
Yeah.
But they do want to keep her far away from everyone.
Right. Maybe she just looks creepily like him with long hair.
They don't like it.
Yeah.
They don't like knowing where she came from.
It's really uncanny to see them together. Maybe they subconsciously move in the same way, too.
They're just synchronized.
Yeah. Their steps are always in sync.
Mm-hmm.
So the wizard sees the wonderful palace on his way to a far-off country and has kind of, wandered in that direction. What the heck's this doing out here in the middle of nowhere?
I've got nothing but time.
The king's daughter-in-law was standing at the window, and from this point forward, she is just referred to as the king's daughter-in-law. Not the prince's wife or other half or whatever. I don't know why this particular title is given to her. So the king's daughter-in-law is standing in the window. She sees him and smiles at him.
Hey, wizard.
I'm down with a wizard with nothing to do who's just looking to start some shit up.
Just down about in a desert.
Just wandering around. What can I get up to now?
I like your assumption that this wizard is 87.
All wizards are 87.
That is when it manifests. Exhibit A, Dumbledore. Exhibit B.
Gandalf.
Gandalf. Exhibit C.
Harry Potter. Twist.
Merlin. Harry Potter, secretly 900. Yoda, also some kind of space wizard.
Did you know that Harry Potter, if you rearrange the letters of Harry Potter, it spells Benjamin Button?
I did know that, and they're both played by Daniel Radcliffe.
Has anyone on the show ever seen that movie?
Yes, I have seen it.
Okay. At least one of us does.
For the I saw the trailer and I felt like I got it.
You did. You did. You got the idea. It is just about Daniel Radcliffe aging backwards.
Anyway, the wizard.
And the wizards he encounters along the way.
The wizard takes shelter in an old woman's house in a nearby village. The old woman, I guess as just a hobby, makes some garlands for the king's daughter-in-law every day. She doesn't have a job. Retirement's treating her pretty well.
She's trying to get a job.
And the wizard one day, picked up her hobby and made a fabulous garland and gave it to the woman to give to the king's daughter-in-law and then tell him what she says. So the old woman brings the king's daughter-in-law the garland, and the king's daughter-in-law, I'm just going to call her Kaedil.
Just call her princess.
Sure.
Or queen.
You don't like Kaedil?
No.
The princess unfurls it, and she gets the message. And
call her Lefty.
I like Lefty. Yeah, Lefty. I vote for Lefty.
Lefty unfurls it, gets the message, and though she felt happy inside, she pretended to be angry, pressed her hand in some vermilion she just has around.
Fetch me my vermilion.
And then she slaps the old woman's cheek and sends her home.
Why?
Well, the woman comes home weeping. And she shows the wizard man her cheek, and he consoles her by saying, "Don't worry about it. It's nothing.
Shake it off, lady."
The princess just...
Also, I need more pizza rolls.
Could you go out?
The princess just wants to let me know she's on her period.
Does the story say that?
Yes.
That's not good, wizard. Don't do that.
So he consoles the sobbing, slapped woman with, "Nah, don't. It's cool. She just wants me to... She's sending me a message via slapped face.
Via your face,
your
yeah.
face and pain.
So you just chill on that. No big. She's on her period. I'll wait it out." A few days later, he made another garland to send. And this time, when the princess received the garland, she dips her hand in some white lime that, you know, she just has lying around and slaps the old woman's breasts.
What?
Are they exposed?
This is Lefty again?
Lefty. I think she's probably wearing something, but clothes don't make the breasts go away. They're still there.
I'm pretty sure they do.
these things are still here. You can still slap them. There's just a shirt in the way.
So she just slaps.
Yeah, she slaps this old woman's Jimi Hendrix t-shirt and leaves a white lime handprint on it in the booble area.
Well, I guess I was just assuming that the clothing was white.
Why would you assume that?
Because peasants.
That's the only color they can afford. Yeah.
She's old, not necessarily poor. She has the time to make garlands every day.
She's not a queen. She's not a princess. She's poor. Those are the options in fairy tales.
Wouldn't dyed fabrics be more expensive?
Yeah, but like...
And thus...
Out of the reach of this clearly peasant?
We're also in India, where typically the clothing is very colorful.
I guess that's true.
Unless it's not. Yeah, okay. You're probably right.
So the woman comes home weeping again, shows the man her new slap mark, and he consoles her and says, "Don't worry. She just wants to tell me it's full moon time."
How does that convey that?
It's white.
It's a handprint.
Yeah, it's a white handprint instead of a red one.
Great.
She sends the white handprint back now?
Yeah. That's the hand on the boobs is a white handprint.
Okay.
And that means full moon time. I don't...
Full moon?
Yeah.
Actually refers to the phase of the moon?
It might refer to a part of her cycle. I don't know.
Okay, I was trying to figure out, is that a period thing again?
Is he just obsessed?
Maybe it's a height of fertility, bad timing kind of thing.
I don't know.
Me neither. If someone knows this, you can tell us. So a few days later, he makes another garland to send. And this time, when the princess received the garland, Lefty, she dips her hand...
In acid.
In black ink and smacks the old woman on her backside.
How do they know what signals to send each other?
By well, backside, you mean butthole.
Well, like butt area. Probably butt
get,
cheek.
Did she get paid for it?
She did not.
Or is that only elephants?
Elephants are the only ones who give you a fair wage for touching a butthole. Science fact.
It's a fucking travesty, but that's capitalism.
that's supply and demand, folks.
All right, so the old woman comes home crying with a black handprint on her butt, mm-hmm. and the man says, You must read these things, right, old woman? She wants me to go to the back of the palace on a dark new moon night.
Okay.
It's like the woman's not crying because she thinks the princess is mad at her. She's been hit
three times.
Yeah,
she's and also been... her nice clothes now have handprints.
I was gonna
all
say
of them.
this princess has ruined three outfits.
So on a dark new moon night, he goes around to the back of the palace, and a rope is hanging from the back window. He hauls himself up and through the window, where Lefty was waiting for him. She was happy, and they get it on.
The wizard?
Yeah, the wizard.
The 87-year-old wizard?
But she's
the
married.
The regular-age wizard. She's married to herself, essentially.
Does the right half know?
No.
They're not psychically linked?
He can't, like, they're not connected in some special way?
They just move in sync, which is why she has to be hidden in a desert.
So he knows. Like, when he starts making fuck motions in the middle of the night.
he is aware
What is my wife doing?
Oh no, it's happening again.
No, he just, like, wakes up, like, wet dream style. He's like, oh man, thought I was over this phase.
Ah, I thought I was over my old wizard phase. It's back.
That's the secret.
Why is my head full of wizard dreams?
That's why you didn't want to get married, because his true passion lies in elderly wizards.
Lies for old sexy wizards. Yeah. He didn't know how to tell his dad.
Just these silver fox wizards out in the desert. Wizard. Salt and pepper haired.
Wizards only.
All these Sean Connery wizards. All right, so she says tenderly to him that if he comes in his natural state, i.e. wizard man style, the guards will not let him in.
Sure.
But if he disguises himself, he can come whenever he pleases. So the young man, the story now says, is a young wizard man.
You can story can say whatever it wants.
Right. I know the truth.
The young 87-year-old wizard says, easy peasy, and starts visiting her in the guise of a snake.
Why a snake?
They can slither.
He could
enter through the drain pipes, which is what he does.
And it's then, a good way in.
And then he can turn into a man in her room, and they totally bang it out.
He showers first, though, right?
Like, between being a snake and being...
Washes being in a drain pipe.
He washes the drain pipe
and in
stuff
a princess.
Off.
He sheds his skin.
Fair enough.
Whatever works.
So one day the prince comes to see his wife, and he sees a snake slithering toward the drain pipe. He calls the servants and got it killed then and there, and then asked them to throw it outside the palace. And then he went to his wife's place to brag about how he'd saved her from a snake. She howls, what a terrible thing, and faints. She came to, after much aid, and was grief-stricken, but pretended to just be terrified of the fact that there was a snake, and she narrowly escaped
being snaked.
Which is what she wanted the whole time.
She did. She wanted to be snaked.
She wanted to get snaked by an old wizard.
Ha-cha-cha.
The sound he makes when he moves.
She wanted her drain pipe snaked.
Oh man.
Yep. You're welcome. Man.
Not a good, we call that a metaphor.
How do snakes feel about beans?
They're real into milk.
This I've heard.
Before he left, the prince tried to comfort her with, why are you scared? The snake is dead and gone. You're good. So he leaves her with those comforting words. And she goes into mourning and gives up food and sleep. One day, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, and I apologize, all of India, Desaya, our holy mendicant, comes to her door to ask for alms. She asks him the favor of giving the dead snake in the yard a proper cremation and follow all the funeral rites, and then bring her the ashes, and she will pay him in rupees.
Can you do a cremation like if it was a wizard man?
Yeah, like, can you take these two halves of snake and give him, like, a good funeral?
No reason.
I got rupees.
it'd be a bizarre request. Would you do it?
Yeah.
If you were that person, they brought you the snake, like, get bury the snake right.
What else am I going to do?
Tell them no.
What day is it?
It's a Wednesday.
What time?
8 o'clock.
I mean, I'll probably be on my way. How quick?
At night?
Whoa.
Does that change anything?
I mean, I got to watch Dragon Ball, but...
Yeah, oh
work
yeah.
Work it in.
It's about DBZ time.
All right, so he does this, and then she requests that he go to the goldsmith for a talisman, which he also does. So she pays him and then places her dead lover's ash in the talisman and ties it around her shoulder. She then continues mourning her dead lover and grows even thinner.
Because of the no eating and sleeping.
Yeah, that does tend to have that effect.
It exacts a toll.
The prince from his distant castle hears about her emaciated state and figures she has some kind of secret sorrow and he must go console her.
I should go be a husband.
It's like Tuesday.
It was bound to happen sooner or later. This would fall upon me.
So he goes over to her place and then tries to get her to tell him what's wrong, but she won't even part her lips for him. Then he makes her sit in his lap and uses all the arts he knows to persuade her.
All the arts?
Ew.
Yeah.
Where's some of these arts?
Like finger painting. Basket weaving.
He finger paints a sad face and says, "This is me."
And a sadder face, and this is
this
you.
One's you,
and then a question mark
between the two.
So finally, she says, "Well, you have kept me in a jail. I see your face once on a full moon day, and once on a new moon day, and that's it. That's our marriage. So, how can my heart be happy or content?"
That also, is, I'm you.
That is a fair question, Lefty.
Wait, does she know
that she's his left half?
How did we not touch on this?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just kind of
like
assumed.
She sprang fully womaned out of flowers.
What does she know?
What are her memories?
You'd think she'd start asking questions, though, right? Especially when she saw a child for the first time.
Yeah, like she's basically a homunculus.
Homunculus?
Homunculus, yeah.
She's a... Yeah, apparently she doesn't know.
She seems to not.
Well, the story seems to kind of...
ignore it.
Yeah.
Going like, forward.
She's a lady now. What more do you need to know? Put her in a box.
Finally, acquired woman. Put in box.
So the king's son is very contrite when he heard about her sorrow, and he promised to stay with her all the time, every day. And
then he goes home.
Well, this is not really what she wanted.
Kind of the opposite.
Yeah, she's super into Dead Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to, like, backtrack a little bit and makes him a deal. The deal is she will tell him a riddle. If he answers the riddle correctly, she'll throw herself in a fire and die.
If he answers it correctly.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So he has... What?
He needs to get it wrong.
Okay.
But if he can't answer it correctly, he will throw himself in the fire and die.
Oh, this is a bad game.
To what end? Just not being married anymore?
Yeah, this is easier than divorcing yourself.
It is an ultimatum.
I mean, I do think in India, divorce seems hard.
Especially fairy tale India.
Yeah, and fairy tales. Divorce seems like a hard thing to pull off.
Has it ever happened in a fairy tale?
A fairy tale divorce?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not like
it's typically death.
Not as like a legal process, I don't think.
Yeah.
So after one of us fire deaths, the other one will never tell anyone why they threw themselves on the fire.
Because it's a dumb reason.
Right. Like, if anyone asks about this, our lips are sealed.
And whoever asks the one who's still alive.
Yeah. And then she says, if you agree to these conditions, I will tell you the riddle.
No.
But not like, any of the stuff he wants to know.
Right.
I'll
tell you the riddle, and then we will start this gamble.
And then he, a sane person, says, I don't want to hear the riddle.
And then otherwise, if you don't agree to this, let's just quit.
But he doesn't get to... Okay, so his options are quit or one of them dies.
Yeah.
In none of those circumstances does he learn like any of the things that he wants to know.
Right. And like presumably he's as happy with her as he could be. I don't know.
I mean, he said like this is the only way I get married.
Yeah, so maybe he figures he can answer the riddle and lose a wife and
it still counts.
Yeah, like he did.
He was married.
He did the marriage thing. Now he can live out his wizard fantasies in peace. So the crazy prince agrees and gives his word, and he is called the crazy prince in this translation.
Okay.
Because the riddle could be anything.
That is true. The riddle is as follows. 1 for seeing, 2 for burning, 3 for wearing it on the shoulder, a husband on the thigh, a lover on the shoulder. Tell me what it means.
One more again.
1 for seeing, 2 for burning, 3 for wearing it on the shoulder, a husband on the thigh, a lover on the shoulder. Tell me what it means.
Whatever it is, a lover on the shoulder sounds pretty wild.
I mean, the lover on the shoulder part is just ashes. That's
what?
That's where she wears the wizard.
Yeah.
What? Yes?
That's the only part I understand.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm with you. Do we get to know the answer?
Well, wait, which one of us has to be thrown in a fire? We need to hash this out first, Gordy.
Yeah, you two fight that one out amongst yourselves.
Who goes into the fire?
Yeah.
We'll both do half.
Okay. Half in the fire.
Yeah.
Left halves? Your wife halves or the you halves?
I would like to just sort of take half my body mass from different areas.
Okay, so just
it's not a clean half.
A patchwork half.
It will amount to one half.
You doing the same strats?
Tell you what, I'll just go all in. I'll do your half for you.
Okay.
We'll make it simple.
It's not worth it anymore.
All right, so the prince struggles and groans for days to get the answer, which is not usually how, like, struggling and groaning is not the best strat for a riddle.
For riddles? Nah, not yet.
Wait, for days?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there wasn't a time limit on what he had to answer.
Yeah, like he
could just... what if he just says, I'm still thinking about it for 80 years?
Well, he couldn't for the life of him find any answer, so according to his word, he fell into a fire and killed himself.
He couldn't find an answer through his guttural sounds?
Yeah. none of those were right.
Couldn't scry a possible solution that way?
His only strategy.
Yeah.
His wife, who was his own left half, took another lover and lived happily. The end.
What?
Wait.
What?
Is it a wizard?
Maybe.
What? Why did it end there? I thought we were like halfway through.
Nope, that's it. Now it's done.
Why?
I will remind you that the title of this is The Prince Who Married His Own Left Half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not The Prince's Left Half and Some Hot Wizard Action.
Yeah, which is a better title.
Lefty's Mystic Booty Calls.
Yeah, that's a top title contender.
Okay,
right,
we,
there.
We need to talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot of short story with a lot of problems.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it. That's the problem. Is I don't get why it is or what it wants to be.
Carmen, there has to be a riddle answer.
I'm
going to die.
As soon as you said it, like there was a piece of me. Little part of me that made peace with the fact that I would never know the answer to this riddle, and in fact, maybe it never had an answer.
Yeah, is there not one? Because hey, yeah. It's not a riddle, yeah. Because whoever wrote it is like, I don't know riddles.
Yeah, like, it's just nonsense.
I mean, I will think about it for the rest of my life, and it'll haunt me
until I fall into a fucking fire.
Yeah.
Like, my best guess for the answer is just ash, but yeah, I don't know how ash is one for seeing.
Yeah.
But because of the shoulder part?
2 for burning.
Unless the answer to the riddle is, yo, I cheated on you.
A wizard.
Why and how does this resolve anything?
I guess she really doesn't like her husband.
Like, is... I feel like...
This was not a good faith contest.
I feel like I had a much... just a very different perception of the conflict that we were trying to wrap up.
Which was a dead snake wizard.
I don't know exactly what it was, but, like, it wasn't this...
It wasn't suddenly, like, this level of contempt for her husband that is her progenitor.
Yeah, like, it wasn't that, because, like, he goes to her...
Her husband, brother,
like,
dad.
Like, just to visit, right? Hold on. Yeah. He goes to her, like, initially just to, like, visit for his once-a-month visit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
his
normal.
Checkup.
He kills a snake.
Uh-huh.
She gets upset because that was her secret wizard lover.
Who's way better in the sack than he is.
Yeah, okay, down with it so far. She's upset. He goes to her again because she's upset? Because
he hears that she's ill.
Yeah,
she's
wasting right. away.
Yeah, and he wants to what?
Console
her. Console her. sure. And so he asks, like, what's the deal? And she says, no, one of us dies.
This day.
I think maybe.
Well, no, first she says what's wrong. Like, I never see you.
Oh, sure.
And then he's like, okay, I'll change
that.
But
that's not.
I didn't want that.
But that's not really what's wrong. That's wrong is that her wizard lover died.
Yeah, that was a lie that she said to make him feel guilty.
Right.
And then it worked. And she's like, fuck. Now I got to burn him to death.
And so she decides, like, nope, it's not worth it. One of us will die.
I mean, I'm wondering if there's a nugget of truth to it. Like, this is a pretty good. Well,
it's a half truth, at least.
This is an okay metaphor for, like, a relationship going way south.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't maintain and communicate for a while, there does come kind of this point of no return situation.
Right.
Where, like, you have not put a good faith effort in for a long time, and you can't just come back from it. And maybe, you know, once it's finally articulated that this is a problem, and you say, well, yeah, I fixed it, then the person who has articulated that it's a problem is like, you know what? I'm just kind of done. Like, I've lived with the problem for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sitting through you fumble-butting your way around fixing it does not sound appealing. Also, the snake was way better in bed. I'm gonna find another snake wizard.
I mean, it's like, it's very fair for her to be upset that she is stuck in her own palace and he just kind of visits whenever he like deigns to go,
like, she
spend
was,
time with her.
She was made as a solution to him not wanting to deal with women.
Yes.
On her first day of life, she was married to him and then put in a cage.
Yes. Those are good, genuine reasons to be upset.
And then this hot wizard then, like, tickles her subconscious fancy from his 13-year-old days of discovering himself.
It's
wanders across her path, and she's like, well, let's see what that's about.
This is better.
It's even worse if she doesn't know.
That she is cut from him?
Yeah.
And that this is not a normal way to...
Right.
To do married.
Like, if,
to
if
do
she...
living.
If she knows where she comes from, like, it's still bad, but at least she, like, gets it to some degree. Like, she gets why it happened. But if she has no context for, like, why my life is this way, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
If she knew, though, there might have been some hope of reunification.
Of, like, becoming, like,
maybe.
Merging back in.
Yeah, she could have just said, like, you
know
what?
I don't know if she wants that, though.
I don't know. Maybe. It's, like, it's an option to put on the table. Maybe they can do it, but she can be the dominant half this time.
Gordy, she did it by burning him to death.
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct.
She's the only half left.
You are correct. She did get to the same place, just a different way.
I'm sure there are a lot of, like, cultural and, you know, actual folkloric things that, because we just play folklorists on TV.
Not why we're here.
We do not know going into the story.
Yeah.
It is kind of an interesting, like, psychological study on many levels, though.
Yeah.
Many levels.
Like, all of these characters are very uniquely minded.
Definitely that wizard.
Definitely the wizard.
Definitely the fuck wizard.
Definitely Lefty. And Prince Brighty is also kind of a funky mind to deal with.
Okay, I have another thing.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like this whole episode, I've just, like, this fucking show, the way that it has warped the way that I, like, ingest stories at this point.
Yeah.
Because I, like, yeah, that sounds fine. I'll just take that for granted. In what way was he a wizard?
He could turn himself into a snake.
I guess that, yeah, he did do some magic. But at the very beginning, where he's just making garlands and you keep calling him a wizard, and I'm like, he's probably a wizard.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do some magic.
Well, maybe the garlands are magic. Like, maybe he's prestidigitationing the garlands, like, making them super good.
Yeah.
It's a good point that you have brought up, because I do accept things at face value
an awful lot.
Way too often, and I'm concerned that it bleeds over into my personal life.
It is making it hard to surprise you guys.
Makes it hard for me to be surprised at anything. Like, I'll just read the news and be like, that did happen.
Sounds right.
Okay, cool. What next?
Yeah, when I reached the point in reading this story for the first time when, like, the woman comes back with a red slap mark on his face, mm-hmm. or her face, and the wizard looks at him and is like, oh, she's just on her period. But
didn't strike you as unique?
No, that one was what threw me in this story.
Oh.
Like, everything up till that point. Like, yeah, cut himself
Hunky Dory.
In half. Sure, whatever.
Yeah, married. Bed of flowers. Woman grows.
Yep, put her in a cage. Sure, sure.
Maybe she knows that she's half of him. Maybe she doesn't. Meh.
Weird incubation period, I'm sure.
Yeah.
that other half thing, like, the prince definitely does not have the bicameral mind going on there, because cleaving himself in two has produced two entirely different personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they...
Who are, like, consciously separate.
Do they accurately represent right and left brains, do we feel?
These two?
Yeah.
I guess he would be logic.
He seems to have, like, logicked a way out of his problem.
Right.
Sort of. It seems to be a very, like, left-brainy kind of solution. Like, I will just create... I'll just create my own wife that will do what I want.
Out of me.
Well, she would
stand.
Be the left brain.
She would be?
Oh, yeah. He's...
But left... Left right is the
logic part.
Left is logic?
Yes.
I thought it was opposite.
Yeah, because you want drawing logic. On the right side of the brain is the book for artists. So yeah, left is logic.
Left is logic, right is...
Creativity.
Chaos and...
Yeah.
Well, then, nope.
And that's why, like, telling him a riddle is, well, destroy him, because she doesn't have logic to form a riddle, so she could just say nonsense.
So she gave him a paradox.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And he's a computer.
Computer brain could not calculate it.
As a way to fix the story, can we just swap them?
One for the other and call it a metaphor?
She becomes righty.
So it's a right brain, left brain thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
To alleviate some of their decision making.
Well, it's kind of fun because the left brain controls the right side of the body.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So maybe she's being controlled from the brain in his head. He's being controlled from the brain in hers.
Too deep.
Which is why they share certain physical sensations.
They're definitely into the same kinks, which is old, old wizards.
Yeah, and to be canon.
I will state for, like, the listeners, the story specifies young man wizard.
Yeah.
And also,
but who
are
you going to believe? A story that doesn't have an answer to its own fucking riddle? Or us?
Also, to be clear, there is nothing wrong with being into old, old wizards.
Like, if that is your...
No, I encourage it. That's why I want both of them to be into it.
Right. I do like that as an explanation for a lot of this. Like, he doesn't... The real reason he doesn't want a wife is because
he wants to be with an old wizard.
Yeah, he's real into wizards. They do become kind of a similar person in that respect. I guess she also doesn't care about other people that much, sort of like he doesn't. So they're
why?
Not that dissimilar. I don't know why she hates him this bad.
She hates him?
Yeah.
Because he stuck her, like, off by herself and doesn't visit her and treats her like just not, like, not good. I want to know why she and the wizard had to communicate through slapping an intermediary.
Yeah, why did that end up being true?
Yeah, like,
and like, what, like, was he sending her messages by garland?
Yes.
Like, was there something in the garland?
Yes.
But, like, specific?
She opened up the garland and would see
Oh, that's
message.
Right. There's messages in it. Never mind.
But we don't get to know those either.
Yeah, we don't know how, like,
withdraw
magic messages. Has he?
Is it a picture of his butthole?
With a question mark by it?
Just an
old wizard dick pic.
Tender dick pic. And then she raises her eyebrows, and then she thinks for a moment. She's like, "Ah, dang it. I'm on my period. I better slap this woman with some red.
I better let him know.
Good thing I have my vermilion tankard."
It's a drawing of an old wizard dick pic, and then a picture of the Fonz, like, "Hey? How about it?"
She just slapped him and was like, "Not today.
The Fonz
catch me
being,
later."
The Fonz being famous for his "How about it" look.
That one. The one he gives the jukebox.
That, yeah.
He wants it to play a tune.
That.
Yeah, he does that instead of a quarter.
Or invites it to sexual congress. I may have misunderstood Happy Days.
That's Happy Days After Hours.
Yeah, I don't know if...
Is
if
Arthur,
like,
Fonzarelli fucking a jukebox?
It's a different show.
Yeah, okay, so my first thought with this is, like, the princess is trying to keep her affair kind of secret so it doesn't get back to anybody. So if she feigns anger and just slaps this woman around for these suggestive dick pic garlands that she's bringing her, it's like, well, it's not on me. But that whole thing falls apart when you go back to the wizard man who's like, Now she totally wants to get down with me, and she's on her
just
period.
Just later.
Yeah.
She has...
Don't worry about that stinging on your face.
And the mark.
Yeah, it's cool. You're fine.
I hope they paid her or compensated her somehow.
It does not sound like they did.
I'm probably not. I'm just kind of hoping that maybe they took care of that.
She could have written a note.
Does this old woman wonder where the wizard went?
No, she's probably just relieved that this... Like, he did kind of just sort of take up residence in her house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't say that
Was it at wand point?
Yeah, no, he takes shelter in an old woman's house. So
it does not say
maybe
it was...
in a similar way to a mouse, just kind of creeping in.
Yeah, it does not say that there was an invitation extended.
Right.
She might have just woken up to this very sexy old wizard.
And she's
a
never...
wizard perched on her bed like a gargoyle.
Help me get some. Teach me how to make a garland.
Make a garland to help me fuck.
Teach me the magical ways of fuck garlands. Okay.
What else?
That old woman never made a garland again after this.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's it for
too,
her.
Too painful.
Well, the other thing was she was making these for the princess. Like she was
maybe the princess's
like one outside contact before this, and the princess is still willing to slap her around. So yeah, princess is just as much of a dick as prince is. They're definitely the same person.
Yeah.
And he's A-okay with her burning to death too, because he takes the riddle.
Can we each write a better riddle?
Man, I don't know that I have the brain capacity to write a riddle. We can make listeners write riddles for us.
Do you have one?
I have a riddle prepared.
All right,
go ahead.
Cool.
Let's see if you guys can guess it.
Okay.
What's red and white and a dead ass snake?
That wizard guy?
My lover, the wizard, and then you kick him in the fire.
Sparta style.
Yes, exactly.
My riddle would be, who's that guy who joined the cast of Happy Days? Like, to replace... Henry Winkler,
uh-huh.
And it's Scott Baio.
That's a good riddle.
It's a great riddle.
It's Scott Baio is also the answer to the riddle, who's the worst person to invite to your party?
That riddle haunted me as a child during the Hobbit, when it was just like women singing it softly in the background.
Excuse me? What?
Do you remember that part of The Hobbit with the Gollum guy?
No.
With Gollum?
The Gollum guy who said the riddles.
Where they do, I remember those riddles, yeah.
And then, like, they cycle through a couple of them because they can't say all the ones from the book. And the ladies are like, who was that guy who replaced Henry Winkler on Happy Days? It was Scott Baio.
It's a good thing. What movie are you talking about?
The Hobbit.
The
Rankin Bass Hobbit.
The old
the cartoon one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's my favorite riddle.
I don't remember the singing people in it. It's been I don't know, a long time since I've seen that one.
Mm-hmm.
15 plus years,
it's
maybe.
A classic.
How old am I?
Great.
Here's my like biggest beef with this story.
Yeah, 15 years.
Other than like all of it.
Yeah.
Because basically it is all of it. It is that she did not need to be cleaved of his left half for any of this to beat the story. Like, it could just be a normal marriage.
Yeah, it's kind of irrelevant.
Right. And I feel like you can tell a way cooler story about what it's like to be married to your own left half.
Yeah, they're more interesting. Because he could just get any rando and shut her up in her own palace.
Yeah, like, there, Dad, I got a wife. I'll see her, like, 2 times a month. Are you happy?
It's kind of a bait and switch of a title.
Right.
Like, I very much expected one thing, and then what I got was Wizards Gone Wild.
I wonder, could they just...
So many wizard boners.
Could they just keep dividing?
Amoeba style?
And is that a solution? Like, she's not happy? Okay.
Maybe she...
Cut herself in half.
Yeah. She did get another lover in the end, and it was not clear as to how.
She did. Maybe it is her own left half.
Is this just going to be a vicious cycle of halves killing each other?
But this time she wised up, and she got her other half a wizard costume.
To keep things spicy.
From the Party City.
Yeah. Party City.
How's Party City doing as a business?
Outside of her castle is a desert, an old woman's hut, and a party city.
Where wizard costumes aren't always in stock.
It was requested by the prince.
But yeah, I feel like being married to your own left half, like, you could talk a lot about what it's like to actually live with yourself. You know, I feel like what we do to fix this is we do two different stories. We do the title of this one and what that title should be in a story, which is a lot about kind of the mixture of self-love and narcissism and how to sort of strike a healthy balance between the two.
Yeah.
And then the other one, which is just about wizard dicks and, sure. and a marriage falling to pieces due to a lack of communication and also caging your wife in the desert.
Yeah, it is probably due to my very pretentious modern sensibilities, but I assumed that this story was going to be a lot more introspective than it was.
Yeah,
you and all your pretensions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there is a story right there about like coming to terms with like the parts of yourself that you don't like that you maybe thought you did.
Yeah, because like a potential interesting read of this story with her hating him enough, or I don't even know if it's hating, but willing to throw him in a fire.
Yeah, I don't know if that is hate, but it's like, something. It's not that far off.
It sure ain't love.
It's hated Jason.
But, like, there might be something there about, like, cutting out the parts of you you didn't want to deal with.
Yeah.
And shoving them in a castle somewhere mm-hmm. to just, like, bone once or twice a month per your father's request. And then, like, how to deal with that bit of yourself. So, yeah, it could be...
So, boning yourself would be, like, a metaphor for therapy?
Maybe, yeah, like... You're trying. You cut away your shadow side, but then you have to figure out how to deal with them and then live with them
once a month.
Well,
at the full moon.
In our fixed up story,
yeah.
That would have to become kind of a permanent living situation where you cannot escape from this person. Where Dad's like, all right, yeah, we can't keep paying rent on two castles. Like, I let you marry your own damn self. Now deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do that one, and then we do this fun wizard orgy story. any other questions, or did we fix this one?
I think I am all patched up.
That feels like a wrap to me.
As far as I know.
All right, well, thank you, Ann Bean, for taking us down this road of wizard dick pics.
This dusty wizard road.
Thank you, Ann Bean.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you, Justin Crandall.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
For sponsoring our show. You are just incredible.
You didn't even say it.
What?
Justin Crandable.
Justin Crandable. There we go. That might be our solution to that puzzle.
Justin Crandable.
Justin Crandable. We win. Thank you to all of our patrons.
Thank you, patrons.
Thank you, all patrons.
Thank you to our top-tier patrons.
Thank you, top-tier patrons. Sarah, Robert, new one. The name I have here on Patreon is I Am the Whisper Biscuit. It's a very good name.
Welcome, I'm Whisper Biscuit.
Gonna go with that one for the moment. Let me know if you want me to change that. Timothy, Wade, Justin, producer of the show this week. Jeremiah, Lily, Jenna, Jen, and Heather.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
And thank you always, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, John Waterbottle.
John Waterbottle.
Thank you, The Neon.
Thanks, the Neon.
Thank you, Knives.
Knives.
Thank you, Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Thank you, Wizards.
Thank you,
Wizards.
Thank
you, some Wizards.
Thank you, Wizard Tinder.
Thank you, what?
Thank you, Wizard Tinder.
Tinder or Tinder?
Tinder.
Okay.
I like tender better. Thank you, Wizard Tender.
Yeah, I thought you were saying Wizard Tender.
Yeah, I just have a bad accent sometimes.
Apparently.
Thank you, Wizard Tender.
We're about the folklore, and that's how it works.
This has been What the Folklore. Thanks for listening to our show. If you have story suggestions for us, please send them to wtfolklore@gmail.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Special thanks to the Brobdingnagian Bards for the use of their song Happily Ever After from their album Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. If you enjoyed our show, please rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.